USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say a suspect is in custody after three people were hurt in a school shooting in Idaho. It happened this morning at Ridgeway Middle School, just north of Idaho Falls, which is in the eastern part of the state. Two students and one adult suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A sweeping new voting bill is now the law in Florida.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So, bill is signed.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency. Democratic critics call it an effort to restrict voting access. The NAACP and other groups have already filed a lawsuit against the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest-rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. A new voting bill is now the law in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends today. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency, but Democratic critics without any proof call it an effort to restrict voting access. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Joe Biden aimed to have all kids back in elementary and middle schools by his 100th day in office. Most have opened up their classrooms, but some children are not going back to school. President Biden's Education Secretary Miguel Cardona tells MSNBC's Morning Joe he expects all schools to be open full-time for students by September.
I expect all schools to be open full-time in person for all students. We really need to make sure students have an opportunity to learn in the classroom. And quite frankly, I'd rather have it this spring. Students don't learn as well remotely. There is no substitute for in-person learning. And I'm pleased, as you mentioned, you know, we have 54% of our pre-K through 8 schools in full-time every day. About 90% are offering in-person learning for students. But until we're at 100%, we must keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Angry Democrats are sounding off after Governor Ron DeSantis signs the state's new voting law. State Senator Shervin Jones says it's designed to suppress the vote and keep Democrats out of office.
This is Jim Crow 2.0, and I made it clear that we've seen this before, and it has always been when they've seen 600,000 Democrats voted by mail, the Republicans said, you know what, let's move the goalposts.
DeSantis saying it's all about integrity and transparency. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.